Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
The How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended as and shall not be construed or understood to be legal advice.
Friends, part of not sucking at divorce is knowing what tools are available to you, especially when a child's safety is at stake.
Exactly. And if you're concerned that your ex is abusing alcohol during parenting time, SoberLink can help. Or maybe it's you that's struggling with alcohol or accountability. Again, SoberLink can help. And as we always say, there's absolutely no shame in getting help.
SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the simplest and most efficient way to prove sobriety during parenting time.
And that's because the system gives you real-time alerts, facial recognition, and it has tamper detection to ensure integrity of each test. And guys, I've used this many times in my cases. Judges use it, other attorneys use it, and best of all, parents get peace of mind.
And as we always say, you've got this and we've got you, which is exactly why we have teamed up with SoberLink to give you $50 off of your device. To sign up and claim your offer, visit www.soberlink.com/notsuck. Think about how it's going to impact your healing.
Just always reserve the option. That doesn't mean you have to do it.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Episode 58. What is up, Andrea? How are you?
What is up, my podcast sister?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. It's something related to my obsessed. I love this segment because it brings about things that we didn't even know we needed.
Things that we're literally obsessed with.
And this can't be a very long episode because I don't have that much time because I'm obsessed with going to the mall. And that's where I'm going after this.
The mall. It's the 90s. I love it.
Yes. So I kind of gave it up the last few years. I was just always like online shopping, like everybody else and their mother. And next week is a really busy week traveling for clients and also spring break. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't have time to wait for things to show up at my door and then figure out that they look horrible and return it. I'm going old school. I'm going to go walk around. I'm going to feel things. I'm going to see things and I'm going to be alone by myself. So this podcast has got to speed it up because I've got stuff to do today.
Okay. I want you to eat up every moment of that alone time at the mall because that is luxury. Truly.
If I don't come home, you know where I am.
I'm not even going to send out a search party for you. I'm going to cancel the search party and I'm going to say, leave her be. She's fine. She does not want to be found.
I agree.
Okay, I so agree. So are you obsessed with malls? Is that what we're talking about?
You know what? I'm obsessed with in-person things again. I'm just over this, you know, looking at you on Zoom right now and doing things from my house. I mean, today I'm at home working, but at least, you know, I am showered. I had to go to court. I have on a blazer. I am doing things and I am leaving this house.
Yes. I agree. I enjoy it. Yes, of course. I think everybody would agree with you. And I actually love walking around a mall because I love walking. I love like walking and looking at things. I do think that it's kind of sad that malls are not what they used to be. Yeah. You know, like, there's not so many stores anymore. Like, remember malls like back in the good old days?
They were so great.
When you would ask your parents to drop you off at the mall so you could like wander around, hang out.
You had no money to buy anything, but you just wandered.
Not a dollar to your name. Like what? Like we had to ask our parents for money so we could go buy like one of those, like a Frappuccino that wasn't even a real Frappuccino.
An Aunt Annie's pretzel.
And a pretzel. Mm-hmm. A pretzel.
What was it? The sugar and I don't even know. Sugar pretzel?
Yeah. Like the cinnamon sugar, mm-hmm. I think was kind of like a churro, but not.
Yes.
Churro met a pretzel. A churretzel. I don't know. That sounds more like a dinosaur than anything else.
I wonder if those are still around. I'll let you know because I will be there today.
I want a full recap. Now, this is a challenging segue. I'm working on it. We couldn't pronounce the name of the churretzel, but hopefully you will be able to pronounce your last name post-divorce because today we are talking about your last name. What should you do? You change it, you keep it. What's in a name? So I say we get right into this topic so that you, girlfriend, can wrap it up and go shop till you drop. You in?
I am so in. And so we recently got this funny email, which posed an interesting question that we were going to tackle this week. And the question was about changing or keeping your last name. So legally, let me just back up and let you know that at the end of a divorce case, especially in Illinois, and I'm talking from experience in Illinois, maybe a little different where you are. Mm-hmm. But in my cases, at the end of the case, you can determine whether to leave your name as is, or I can give you the right to change your name. And we specify generally what that new name may look like. That does not mean that you actually have to take the steps to change your name. It's not like if I put it in the divorce papers, your names are changed right away. But you have the ability to do it. So that's what we're talking about today. Does it stay or does it go? So let's talk about this email we got because it kind of got some good laughs from us.
Yeah, it was funny. Okay, so here is the email. It says, "Hello, ladies. I cannot decide whether to keep my married name or go back to my maiden name. I am so torn. I have kids and everyone tells me that I want to have the same last name as them. But my whole divorce process has been about a discovery of me and who I am. So keeping my married name seems like I'm forsaking my self-discovery. Help. Can you please do a podcast on names?" And then she signed her name. And then she signed her name with her other last name alternative. And she wrote, "Please help me. I have no fucking clue," meaning what her name is. So here you go, my friend. We're going to talk about names. I say, let's start weighing in on this topic. So Morgan, what are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are she's not alone. Yeah. I mean, so many people are confused about names and there's so many considerations that we're going to get into about names and why you may want to keep your name, why you may want to change it. I mean, I even have people who still have their old name or their former name, their maiden name, which is what we call it, but they just want a whole new name. They're getting divorced and they don't care. They don't want to be the same person. They want to be somebody completely different. So the cool thing is that the divorce paperwork that we have grants the ability for them to do that if they want. But, you know, there's a lot of considerations. Like, for instance, like, what if your last name is Wiener? Do you want to keep Wiener? I mean, I'm sorry if that is your last name. Should we edit that out?
I mean, it could be pronounced Weiner.
I always think that, but I've never met a Weiner.
You haven't met a Weiner? Okay, so this is where there's a clear division here. If you're a Jew, like myself, you have definitely heard the name Weiner. Now, Weiner is usually spelled I-E, not E. Oh, you know what? This actually leads me to a very funny story. You're going to be so happy you just said that, Morgan.
So you're not editing that out?
No, I'm not. So once upon a time, there was a little girl named Andrea Rappaport. She's me. And I, as I mentioned 97 times on this podcast, I'm Jewish. And so growing up, going to synagogue, I sound like a terrible person here, but one of my favorite parts of services was listening to a part where they read what they call the yahrzeit, which means anniversary of someone's passing. So they read the name.
Sounds uplifting.
A good time. I mean, we Jews know how to party. And you wonder why we're all in therapy. We would sit there and you listen to the names of all of these older congregants who had passed, you know, years ago on this day, blah, blah, blah. And some of these names were so funny that I would sit there and cackle, and I would like look forward to this every time I went to services. Terrible person, but I move on because it gets better. The president of my congregation, who would get up and give speeches. Wait, I have to move my my little script because I have to look at you while I tell you this because you're going to die. Okay. The president of my congregations, his last name was Zucker.
Okay.
Z-U-C-K-E-R, Zucker. His first name, any guesses? It was Dick. Dick Zucker. But wait, it gets better. I swear to God, listen to me, God. You know, I'm not lying. Okay. He was in the armed services at one point.
Oh God, it keeps getting worse for this man.
And he was a major.
Stop it.
I kid you not. And now we bring up to the Bima Major Dick Zucker.
Okay. So that's exactly one of the reasons that you may want to change your name. If your name is Major Dick Zucker, maybe you are Mrs. Wiener, Mr. Wiener. And I've had people who have met many Wieners and you may not want to be that person anymore. In fact, I've seen some pretty brutal names out there. So that's some ways that maybe you don't want to continue on post-divorce with that lovely last name. And yes, we may not blame you on that. But there's a lot of other considerations that we're going to hop into next.
And, you know, for me, this is a situation that I can't really weigh in on personally, because when I got married, I ended up not taking my now ex-husband's last name. So I always had my name. My name has always been Andrea Rappaport. That's all I've ever known. My kids have a different last name. And, you know, truthfully, I don't like that my kids have a different last name. It is weird, but it's how it's always been for me, even when I was married. So I don't know what to do with that. But what I want to say is I don't want to lie to our listeners and say, oh, it's fine. Change your name. You're going to be fine. You probably will be fine, but it is a little bit odd.
So let me ask you a question. What issues have popped up with you? Because this is a lot of people that are listening. Probably their biggest concern is that my name, you know, if I change it, it may be different than my children's. So what issues, if any, have popped up for you having different last name with your children?
Okay. So in short, the answer is nothing major, no major Dick Zuckers here. No, but like honest, nothing big. It's never been like, oh, I wasn't allowed in a hospital. My kid couldn't get on an airplane. No, that's dumb. That doesn't happen. Or I don't want to say that's dumb. Maybe it's happened to you. Has never happened to me. It's little things like, I sometimes would get birthday party invitations in the mail addressed to my kid's first name, but my last name, because someone doesn't really know or whatever. Or sometimes this actually happens a lot. Mail doesn't get delivered to my kids at my house because they'll put it to my kids' names and send it to my address. But my address on my mailbox, it just has my name on it.
That's
it's
true.
A different last name. The mailman's like, I don't know who these people are. Other times it's just weird. Like it's just, you know, if somebody says to me, oh, Mrs. So-and-so, and it's my ex-husband's name, and that was never my name. I'm like, why are they looking for my ex-mother-in-law? You know, like it's just, it's weird. And it's weird when they're asking me in reference to my kids.
But do your kids even notice? Do they notice or care?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, they do know. I don't think that they care because it's always been that way. So I will say that I do think that there's probably a difference, just being totally transparent here. There's probably a difference for my kids because I never had daddy's last name versus somebody who did, and then they're changing it. That might bring up more questions and is probably something that if your kids, not if actually, when your kids go to therapy, it's probably a good thing to bring up if you're looking to do this, just because it's something that should be talked about in a thoughtful way.
Yeah. I mean, when I see my clients, and it really depends on what kind of age your children are at. Mm-hmm. So if your last name married is Smith and your kid's last name is Smith, mm-hmm. and you want to be a new name after the divorce, sometimes your children may feel a little awkward about that because they feel like there's so much change already. And now, you know, mom or dad are, you know, changing their name. They're like cutting the family off completely. And we always like to build a sense around the children that we're redefining the family. You're still going to be a family forever. So that may feel a little awkward with them. So I agree. I think you need to think about those things that can come up. And maybe even if you have a therapist or someone who understands how old your children are, I always recommend talking to them about that to get in front of those feelings, if that's something that you're set on, or even if you're just investigating of whether it's a good idea for you.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible? Well, I know it's possible, but would you ever recommend that somebody, if someone says to you, I really want to change my name, should I do it now? Would you ever recommend to somebody, hold off, do it a year from now, let your kids have some time to adjust to this initial change, and then?
I always, that's why I always put in my agreements, and that's something you want to put in any agreement, whatever the name may be going forward. I always give them the rights if they should choose. So I say, don't make any rash decisions right now. You've been making decisions this entire process. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a little bit of breathing room. And this document will grant you the ability to do it at any point in the future if you so choose. If you do not, that's okay. So timing doesn't have to be, you know, the next day after a divorce whatsoever. And there's other considerations for a lot of people who may not have kids, you know, changing your work email. I know for me, if I today changed my last name, whether I liked it or not, I'd probably be very confusing to a lot of my clients, a lot of my colleagues, a lot of the judges, et cetera, and probably hard to find. So it's a big consideration when you've established yourself in the workforce and you have emails that go with your last name. I mean, you even have to see if there's an email that works for your last name. So it's not morganstockzill1234 at Gmail, you know?
Imagine the problems that Major Dick Zucker has. I mean, he's really hitting up that thing.
Listen, those are serious issues.
Really. But here's another thought about that. As far as like work stuff, I know of some people who don't officially change their name. Like they use their name for certain things. So they don't want to go through the process of changing it, but then maybe socially they revert back to their maiden name. Do you see that a lot?
I do see that. And it doesn't have to always be, you know, legal to go by different names, in my opinion. I always think it's the best way to do it. But yeah, I mean, you can go by whatever name you want. You can go by your kid's name or your, let's just say it's your spouse's. If it was me getting divorced and I divorced my husband, you know, my children may have my husband's name, for instance, and you can still go by that with the kids' parents, their friends. I'm talking about the kids, they could still call you Mrs. Smith. And then on the side, I could still be at work, Morgan Stogsdale. So there's different ways to do it and different ways to think about it. And clearly, if you're listening to this, maybe a lot of stuff is coming up you never even thought about. So that's why I always think maybe just take a little bit of time before you decide, yeah, I'm doing this or I'm not doing this. The other factor, I mean, there's so many factors to think about I'm going to bring up legally is, you know, if you are in a relationship of opposite sex and you're married to a woman or a man and you get divorced, let's just say you're the woman and you took the man's last name, or vice versa. I'm seeing a lot of same-sex couples take each other's names. So if you take, I guess I want to back up. If you've taken somebody else's name, that's a better way to say it. And you want to keep it and you divorce, you need to think that it maybe at some point in that future, your ex could get remarried. So there could be two people with the same last name. So there could be two Mrs. Smiths.
Right, or meaning that you're going to now share a last name with not only your ex, but your ex's new spouse. And how will that feel?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's, incredibly valid. And I know when I was scanning the interwebs, looking for some more insight and to kind of get my mind going, I did come across an article that mentioned that. And it mentioned a lot of different things that I really appreciated because, you know, of course it talked about consider the kids, consider your career, blah, blah, blah. Like we hear that all the time, but it gave a little bit, this insight on consider you. And I really liked that because I feel like so often in divorce, we get really caught up in how are other people going to feel about this, mainly our kids, which 100% valid. We all care about our kids. Nobody wants to hurt the kids. I love my kids. You love my kids. Everybody loves my kids and your own kids. We know that. Put that to bed. But what about you? And I think that there was a part in there about think about how it's going to impact your healing journey. Especially if you left a marriage that was really unhealthy, where there might've been abuse or things like that. How is it going to impact you moving forward if you keep that person's name? So, yeah.
And I've had a lot of clients who have been married numerous times and taken numerous last names. I mean, I have one person that I'm thinking about in general. And every time, I think this is her third marriage, and she has taken a last name of everybody she's married. The weird part is they're all kind of similar. They all start with G's, and literally, so her emails like barely change. So it just like kind of flows well. But if you were all over the map and marrying and divorcing three times, could get really confusing.
Oh my God. I want to see this person's Hinge profile.
Right. So I am. In anticipation of last names must start with, did not realize you were coming out of the gate with the major Zucker. Story.
Yeah.
So I Googled some like the worst last names, like legitimately worst last names. And I was thinking if you're a listener and you think you may have legitimately one of the worst last names, please DM us. We want to read last names on our show just to get some good laughs. But online, it basically says there's a few last names that they're kind of there with Major Dick Zucker, but I know. Last name of Poop Flinger, Dingleberry. Butt. Like, what if your last name was just straight up Butt?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
And there's so many more. I already have probably said too much on this podcast, so I'm not going to get into some of the real raunchy ones, but we'll just leave it at we'll leave it at that. So if you're one of those people afflicted by a bad last name, we understand.
I want to take it in a more serious direction for a minute because this is a question that I actually totally forgot about until just now, but it's something that somebody sent me a while ago. What if it's a situation where for whatever reason, you want to also change your children's last name?
That one's tricky. That's much more complex. And that is not something we do in a divorce document. So that would require outside counsel, outside legal proceedings. Also, probably, you know, if there's two spouses or two parents, and they both are not consenting, you can just buckle up for a big fight, probably.
I knew that was the answer. I was afraid of that, but it has come up before in certain cases where there's some crimes that have been committed, and other reasons why somebody, understandably, doesn't want their children to have that last name. And then what do you do? But okay, so that's a totally different type of law. It is not something that your family attorney can help you out with.
Not in Illinois. That's not what we do here. And I would be kind of skeptical if they did it in family law, other places. But if they do and you know of that, let me know. I'm always open to learning.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything else that we need to consider before we talk about what the process looks like in getting your name changed?
The only thing to consider that I'll leave you with is just always reserve the option. That doesn't mean you have to do it. So just look at the language, make sure it reserves the option to do it if you so choose. That's how the language should read.
Okay. So now what, I mean, I know that you said that you can file something for people. And I know we also said that we want to give people time to think about this, but what does it look like? Like, let's say somebody's like, nope. I have no kids. There's not a whole lot to consider here. I've got no kids, no job. I want to change my name. What do they do?
Well, if you have, first you want to have a, and we're only talking about this in the, you know, procedure of a divorce, but you want to have in my jurisdiction, the judgment for dissolution of marriage that says that you're granted the right to resume your name at that point. And then what you need to do is you need to take that paperwork. Generally, you want to get it not only stamped by the clerk, but potentially even certified. At least that's what we do here. And then you want to look up in your local county where and how to do the name change. So it actually takes another step. So, you know, here you want to go to one of the Illinois court offices or and request a name change. And they're going to want that paperwork in order to file it. And it may be a small fee where you are. It shouldn't be a large fee, et cetera, but it should be relatively easy with the judgment for dissolution of marriage. If you don't put it into your judgment for dissolution of marriage and you decide down the road, oh, 5 years from now, I just want to go back to whatever name I was using or whatever new name I want, it is much harder. That's and much more costly. So you want to have it in your judgment.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to touch on?
I think we've covered it all. I mean, the good, the bad, okay. And the ugly.
Okay. So listener and writer, I hope that we gave you a little bit more insight. I know we didn't give you an exact answer because we really can't do that. I would say the one last thing that I will leave everybody with is don't forget you in this process. Don't forget you. You know, you got to take care of yourself. I never think that it's smart to make a decision when you're upset. You know, this is not something that you do at 11:30 one night when after you've responded to an aggressive text message, you're not like, that's it, fuck it, I'm changing my name, right? This is something that you really need to like be in a calmer place and think about and go with your gut.
Right. I also don't think that clients, at least my clients, you're not yourself for a period of time until after the divorce and everything is settled, the dust has settled. So like Andrea said, you know, she's speaking from experience and just going through it herself. You got to come out on the other side, unless you're 100%, this is what I'm doing and I'm in it. If you're wavering at all, or maybe want to think about it, do it. Take that time to think about it before making a big decision like this.
That's it. Okay. Now, since we've already read to you from one of our very fabulous, loving listeners, why don't we slide on in to one of my favorite segments of the show called Fan Mail, where we can hear from some of the other people who love and adore us.
Okay, let's see which Nigerian prince DM'd us today.
If you're really a prince, I'll marry you.
This is Fan Mail.
You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okie dokie, fan mail. Oh my God, what did they write? This actually was someone who wrote today in response to the question I put on Instagram about changing your name. This woman said, I'm actually a doctor and all of my certificates and degrees are in my name and my daughter has their name, this name. And I don't think that it's not that big of a deal to me. I don't think that's a big enough deal to like fuss over. So I'm just going to keep it, you know, end of story. And I think that it's kind of interesting to hear that perspective because I think there might be a lot of other people out there who are like, it's not really that big of a deal to me. Not that big of a deal. I don't really care. You know, whatever.
And also depending on how long that they've gone with that name, it usually becomes less of a big deal. So you're just like known by that name. So it's not like you're racing to go change it. So totally get it.
I'd like to call out another lovely listener who messaged us 2 hours ago, who wrote to us, "I am here for sex." So,
okay. Stop it. You're where for sex? I'm afraid.
Here, I hopefully not in my apartment, because that would actually be non-consensual. But that's always nice. So thank you so much. Another person wrote in that she loves our show, and we love you for loving our show, but that she does have to make sure that she turns off her Bluetooth so that her kids don't hear anything when the podcast starts, because they don't know what's about to come out of my mouth.
Shocker. Shocker. The F-bombs that come out of your mouth.
Somebody once gave me a hand towel that says, "I'm not the kind of friend you should put on speakerphone."
That's fair.
That's really fair. So, anyway, this particular message goes on to say, "I really love the information you're sharing. It's needed, and you guys give such good info and entertainment. I love that I can listen to heavier topics and still, you know, enjoy myself," which that's really, really kind. Then this is what's interesting. Someone else wrote in saying they must have been listening to an older episode of ours, the Tinder for Attorney episode. They were saying, "When I finished a consultation with somebody and I was looking to retain them, when they leave me with, 'Hang in there, it's going to get better.' Like, you know," she's like, "That's loving, that's kind, whatever." But then someone else ended it with, "Later," instead of saying goodbye. And she's like, and what's funny is this person said, "I knew he was the right one for me." She's like, it was that like casual approach. And she's like, it was a mixture of like the like warmth that he gave earlier and then the like casualness.
Oh, I didn't realize this was the same person.
I didn't realize. I don't know if it even.
The same, like, the same attorney.
Yeah. I think it was. Okay. Yes. I'm reading this while I'm talking. It is the same person. The same person who said, "Hang in there, it's going to get better." And then later, instead of saying goodbye, they ended it with, "All right, later.
All right, later, get out."
Hey,
to each his own. That's why we always say on this podcast, you let your gut decide, because, you know, you may like the guy down the street and your best friend doesn't like the guy down the street or the woman down the street. It doesn't matter. It's who you connect with. And so if that's what you liked, I love it.
That is absolutely right. And we also like that you guys are tuning into our show every week for our version of guidance and insight in this divorce process. Look, there's a lot of shows out there about divorce. There's hundreds, maybe even more than hundreds, but you listen to this show and that means a lot to us. And our style is a little different. We try to keep things light when we can, because you know what? Laughter is vital when you are going through a hard process. So we are always going to bring you information mixed with entertainment and empathy. We know this is tough, but like we tell you on every single episode, not only have you got this, but we have got you.
I couldn't have said it better. And if you like it, if you love it, please rate and review us. It means the world to us. And don't forget to send us any bad last names. We're here for it.
And don't forget, if you have not yet joined our private community, go scoobity bop on over, regardless of your last name, over to our Patreon channel. Because for the low, low price of $8 a month, you get to listen to our episodes in the most discreet manner and have access to bonus mini episodes and extra insider tips. So head over there. You will not be sorry. Tell your friends, your family, your ex, whoever, to come over and listen to this show. We love all ratings and reviews. What am I leaving out?
I think you've hit it all. Remember, just hang in there. It's a marathon. This is sometimes day by day. Other times it's hour by hour, and that's okay. So we got everything. We're on your side, and you also have this.
I love that you said hang in there, because now we're channeling our friend, our listener's attorney. So hang in there. It does get better. And we'll see
later.
You later, alligator.